Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And Jesus stops his disciples trying to defend him and stand up for him and reaches and get this man's ear. Probably took a word of knowledge to find it. And reached up and put it on his head. And in a moment, his ear is whole again. This is a man trying to take him to jail. A man who is his enemy. And you got Christians that love God, call God their father, call Jesus their elder brother, and asking, is it his will to heal me? I don't know if God wants to heal me or not. Well, what kind of people does he heal? If he would heal somebody that's trying to kill him, don't believe in him, trying to hurt him, how much more would he heal somebody that loves him? Somebody that believes in him. Somebody that wants to serve him. I'm asking a question. Who will God heal? Are y'all with me tonight now? Say it out loud with me. Who? Who will God heal? Because you hear Christians all the time and say, well, I hadn't been a very good Christian. This man was no Christian at all. I hadn't always done everything that I should. You didn't do this. I've failed in so many ways. And I've come short in so many ways. Listen, Jesus healed his enemies. His enemies. And yet we've got Christians. I don't mean just one or two. We've got millions of Christians who believe that for some reason or another, God has chosen not to heal them. Millions. They'll tell you, well, we just don't understand these things. But God, in his sovereignty and in his wisdom, has seen fit not to heal us or not to heal our brother or sister. Figure that. God will heal a man trying to kill him and won't heal his own children. Does that make sense to you? So I said, well, you just don't have to figure it all out. You just got to accept. I don't have to accept your opinions and theories. No, I don't. I'm to accept the Word. And what I see in Jesus' ministry, which is a direct revelation of the will of God for all men for all time, he went about doing good and healing everybody. I mean, everybody that came to him was healed. Glory to God. I think it'd do us good just to do a little bit of this. Go to Matthew, the 4th chapter. Glory to God. Turn to Matthew 4. Don't just look at me. Turn to the page. Read it in the text. I want you to see this. Matthew 4, 23. Are you there? Matthew 4, 23. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all, every time we see the word all, or every, or any, I want you to say it out loud with me. And healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. What's implied? Them who? The all that came. Now we'll see it spelled out even plainer than this other places. But where were the unlucky ones that didn't get healed? The ones that it wasn't God's will to heal. Where are they? Go to the 9th chapter, please. 9:35, are you there? And Jesus, 9:35, went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. How many? Every, any, all. Skip down to the 10th chapter and verse 1. And when he had called to them his 12 disciples, he gave them power or authority against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal, all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. All. Everybody say all.
All.
We're reading the Bible now, right?
Yes.
Where were the unlucky ones? Where were the ones that it wasn't God's will to heal? Where are they? Go to the 12th chapter, please. 12. Oh, thank you. 12, chapter 12. Some of you ought to be writing this down because you watch it. It won't be very many days you wish you had. Because you're going to be talking to somebody. And this will come in real handy for you. You say, well, don't take my opinion for it. Let's just turn to a couple of scriptures here and see what you think. Are you there in chapter 12?
Yes.
Chapter 12, verse 15. When Jesus knew it, 12:15, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes. Now, let's just hold up. A multitude is a lot of people. Thousands of people. A great multitude is even more. Great multitudes, plural, is even more. A whole lot of people. Not just 50 or 100 people, thousands of people followed him. And what happened?
He healed
the ones it was God's will to heal. Well, yeah. Because it was God's will for all of them to be healed. Where are the unlucky ones? Where are the ones that it's not time for them to be healed? Where are the ones? He healed them. Them all. All. Like a friend of mine years ago, he's first getting started in the ministry. He's looking up some scriptures. And so he saw this word all. And he thought, boy, I'm going to look that up and see what that really means. And so he looked it up in the Hebrew. And he looked it up in the Greek. And he looked it up in the Chaldean. And he looked it up in the Aramaic. And he did etymological studies, I mean, to the kazoo on it. And he came back and he said, man, I've searched it out. And I've looked at the Hebrew and the Greek and the Chaldean and the Aramaic. And he said, what this word all that's translated in the King James, what it really means, he said, is all. That's what it really means.
Yeah.
I believe it means
Amen.
All.
Amen.
Can you handle another one or two? Go to the 14th chapter. Glory to God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The 14th chapter and the 14th verse. Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Well, now, what's the implication? He healed some of their sick. Part of their sick? No, it says he healed their sick. What would that imply? It's the same kind of thing that you read in all these other verses. You'd have to add to the scriptures to say that anybody was left out. He healed their sick. Look in the 15th chapter. 15:30. 15:30. Great multitudes. How many? Not just a multitude, great multitudes came to him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he
healed them.
He healed them. Well, what would them imply? It would imply all that came to be healed. He didn't just say he healed some of them. Didn't say he healed part of them. He healed them. Keep reading. insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole. Now, this is the only place I know of that talks about this. Maimed is something that would happen from, just like what we were studying about tonight, in a battle or in an accident, an arm that was chewed up by a wild animal or partially destroyed in an accident. Maimed. Can God heal maimed body parts? Aren't you glad you know somebody that can fix anything? Maimed. They saw the dumb to speak and the maimed to be whole and the lame to walk and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Nothing said about them glorifying God while they were blind and dumb and maimed, but when they got healed, it glorified God. Where are the unlucky ones? Where are the ones it wasn't His will to heal? Oh, thank God. I'm asking a question. Who will God heal? Who will He heal? This is working. It's getting in people's hearts. Some things don't happen overnight. That's why you got to stay hooked. And we've had so much tradition taught to us for so many years, and people's ideas and theories and experiences instead of the Bible. But friend, you keep pumping the word in you. You know, you'll get so full. You ever pump gas in a car? How many understand there's a way you could know it was full if you didn't have a gas gauge? Huh? How would you know? Just pump that in there and keep, wonder if it's full. Just keep pumping. Huh? Wonder if I'm full. Wonder if I got it full or not. Just keep pumping. When it gets full, what starts happening? Well, the thing starts clicking off and it starts kicking back out of the mouth. How will I know if I get full of faith? Put the word nozzle in your ear and just pump and pump. Don't you be concerned you're going to hear too much word. Don't be concerned you're going to get too much faith. Ain't never happened. You just keep pumping the word, pumping the word. Now, you know, not soap operas, not unbelieving movies, not romance novels, not junk. Pump in the word, the Bible, good faith building materials. Put it in there and pump it. How will I know when I'm getting full? It'll start kicking back out of your mouth. It'll start coming out of your mouth. You'll start talking healing instead of being sick. You'll start talking living instead of dying. Amen. You start talking victory and hope instead of despair and depression.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Malchus Ear, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1107. That's R1107. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.